Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Joa.
And coming up, some more details have emerged about the FBI intrusion on, I don't like calling it a raid, the FBI intrusion on Donald Trump's estate at Mar-a-Lago. It's not a huge update, it's just some interesting revelations that are continuing to come about as, you know, more and more news develops. Also, as we wanted to get into yesterday, but we got distracted a bit, Republicans are finally getting on board with the notion of defunding the police, at least ostensibly, right? Or at least in regard to the FBI. Suddenly they understand that, you know, the police, the FBI, this police state apparatus, it may in fact be a little bit out of control, and it may be time to do something about it.
And maybe the politicians they don't like might be able to utilize them for things they don't like.
And if you're living under a rock, breaking news, police are out of control.
Yeah, it's sad to even think that it's necessary for adults to have this pointed out to them, that if you create this power system, it can be used against you.
Absolutely.
But somehow the Republicans managed to just completely miss that. And, of course, we're seeing it play out now with this IRS nonsense. I haven't been paying any attention to it beyond, you know, the memes on Facebook and Twitter about how they're hiring 80,000-something new IRS agents or something to that effect. Have either of you seen anything about this?
Yeah, just that they hired 87,000 new IRS agents.
Well, they haven't hired them yet. They're in the process of hiring. The Senate has approved a nearly $80 billion bill in IRS funding, with more than half of it for enforcement.
I thought about it whenever I see this idea that there's 87,000 new employees. One thing I wondered is, are they going to be able to find that many people who want to be IRS enforcement agents? I mean, they must be able to, but it just is shocking to me.
I wonder how many of those IRS agents actually were hired just to, you know, track the taxes of all the new IRS agents. You know what I mean? Like, you know, businesses have to hire new employees to deal with the taxes. What if they have to hire employees just to deal with their taxes?
I don't know what they're doing, but I can't imagine it's too difficult for them to find employees. My uncle works for the IRS, and he tried getting me to work for them doing IT, and it created a few issues at family gatherings way back in the day, because I was like, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't approve of what you people do.
Right.
Which led him to say, well, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't approve of what we do? And I'm like, well, you're stealing from people. I mean, you're literally a thug breaking people's kneecaps if they don't pay your extortion fees. And you justify this somehow with your mental gymnastics, but no, I don't approve of any aspect of it.
What's so weird about my sister's boyfriend also works for the IRS. Anytime I say something to my sister about, like, how can he do that? He's such a nice person, and I don't understand how he does that or why you are dating him and think it's fine. And she would always be like, he knows that it's, like, bad, but he needs to have a job. Something like that. You know, like, she says that whenever she says something bad to him, he, you know, says something, like, maybe jokes around, like, that it's, like, not a job he wants to have forever and it's not good. But how can you possibly do that and just think it's fine?
But that guy that robbed the bank the other day, I mean, he has a family to feed.
Yep.
Why would they ever switch to a different job with all of the government benefits and things that these people get? They get an amazing pension. Yeah. And job security is incredible because as long as the U.S. government exists, they will continue to have a job. And with the IRS, they'll always be hiring. It's 80,000 people right now, but give it 2 or 3 years, and it's going to be 80,000 more, and then 120,000. They're never going to have enough IRS agents to collect the amount of revenue that they feel they want to collect.
Well, they might if they outnumber us, so they have 51% of the country IRS agents, then maybe they can actually rule over us.
Well, then there's not enough money for them to collect.
Yeah, but they're not going to figure that out.
You know, I think my sister's boyfriend might be a really good, like, character study of an IRS agent because he is a super pushover type. Like, his mom bullies him. He is just, like, never good enough for his parents. His brother is the good one, and he has such low self-esteem. My sister cheats on him all the time, and she's, like, left him for grosser, older guys, and then he's, like, begged her to come back, and she did. Things like that. He's such a pushover. He has no self-respect, so that's why I could see some... That's the type of person I could see working for the IRS and just making excuses like, oh, I just am following orders. They're telling me what to do, whatever.
I want to meet your family, Bonnie. It sounds like an adventure. But, I mean, the IRS recently set a record for tax collections, the federal IRS did. It's even hard to process this number. More than $4 trillion in tax collections. For the first 10 months of fiscal year 2022, that was up $500 billion-ish dollars. There are so many zeros in this article that it's really difficult to read. It's just gargantuan numbers that are beyond anyone's comprehension, right? Like, even a million is beyond anyone's realistic comprehension. All we know is it's a large number.
The obvious thing is like, well, we all know why are they doing this? Like, why are they adding all these people to the payroll of the IRS? But it's like they should be realizing that there's a lot less money out there to collect because of inflation. What are they thinking?
Well, no, there's more money to collect because of inflation.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, inflation is just an increase in the money supply.
Yeah, but that inflation causes not to save. So it's, you know, that's how I look at it. Like, you know, inflation is causing people less savings.
Well, people weren't really saving in the United States anyway. Something like 2/3 of Americans were living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt and things like that.
Is it worse than that now? Because 2/3 is a lot.
The last time we talked about it, it was a few months ago, and I think it was 62-63%, something along those lines. It was up from the previous number, whatever that was, which makes sense. You know, as inflation goes up, if people pay higher prices, there's a result of inflation, and their wages aren't keeping pace with it, they're going to make less money, and they're going to be more broke, especially with gas prices on the increase and all of this other nonsense going on. But yeah, so the federal government, more than $4 trillion stolen from people this year, and the IRS is planning to spend $45 billion to hire more IRS agents, and they're promising that this is totally not going to be used to target the middle America and the poor people. It's totally just going after the rich. These 80,000 employees are just targeting the 700-ish billionaires in the U.S.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Such a ridiculous claim. But didn't the IRS have something to do last year with the thing that came out that was, like, anytime you put a $600 or more thing into your bank account, you're going to get, like, investigated? That's not targeting rich people.
That was one of the stimulus packages, right? Under the Biden administration, I believe. Or that may have been the December one under the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which one it was. But one of them, yes, it authorized that any digital payment, like, or any sort of digital transaction like Cash App or perhaps Venmo, depositing into a bank account or Venmo or something like that in the amount of $600 or more had to be reported to the IRS. So that's a really good point. It's pretty obvious. Of course, we're not idiots. We know they're hiring these 80,000 agents to go after the little people. They're not going after Wells Fargo and Donald Trump. Well, they are going after Donald Trump, but it's not over this nonsense.
And a little IRS agent's not going to be going after Donald Trump. It's going to be like the director or, you know, some sort of big entity.
So the Democrats' spending plan moves closer to a House vote. One of the more controversial provisions, nearly $80 billion in IRS funding, has raised questions about who the agency may target for audits. IRS Commissioner Charles Reddick said these resources are absolutely not about increasing audit scrutiny on small businesses or middle-income Americans, he said in a recent letter to the Senate.
I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I don't believe a word of what he just said. However, with the investment projected to bring in $203 billion in revenue, so their plan here is to spend $45 billion to enforce the insane IRS tax code, and somehow that's going to bring in $200 billion in revenue. But not even like in 2023 or anything like that. This is spanning 2022 to 2031, a 9-year period. Somehow that's going to bring in $203 billion in revenue.
Mm.
And, you know, it's one of these future government plans. If we spend $50 billion today, we'll make $200 billion in 10 years. It'll never come to fruition. It's just going to be a larger boot on people's necks.
But they have families to feed.
603-283-6160. So are the people who are being robbed.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Joa.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about Facebook giving the police information in order to prosecute people for getting abortions. And in other abortion news, Kansas, in a surprising move, has solidified people's rights to abortions. I'm not entirely clear. We're going to be talking more about that coming up. But at the moment, we're talking about the IRS here and the insane plan from the government to spend $40 billion-ish, $45 billion, in order to somehow generate $200 billion in revenue over the next 9 years. And it seems to me that if they really wanted to generate some amount of revenue, they could invest $45 billion in almost anything else.
Right.
And it would be somewhat successful. Because really, that's like a 400-500% increase, something along those lines. It's a lot of money. But if they just put that $45 billion in Bitcoin or something, they would probably do quite
don't
a lot
give
better.
Them these ideas.
I would rather them do... Well, that's better than them stealing
I know,
from people.
But don't, I don't want the government in on crypto or Bitcoin. Or...
I do, because they can't steal that from people. They have to earn it.
True.
Right?
True.
It smashes the entire robbery apparatus that they have in place that they're using to fund their wars.
Right. But they'll just print the money out of thin air to buy the Bitcoin.
If they were
in... Yeah, but that just drives up the value of Bitcoin.
If they were, like, publicly... openly in Bitcoin instead of just like having the amount of Bitcoin that they steal from people whenever they prosecute them, I think that they would be making it would be so annoying, because anytime like the price went down, all the politicians would be like, Bitcoin is over, and it'd be really annoying.
Well, they like saying that. That's certainly true. Well, the biggest worry about this $40 billion in revenue that's being used for IRS enforcement is that the burden for these audits will land on Walmart shoppers, says Representative Kevin Brady. How the hell do they not explain what he means by that? They just left that quote there and carried
Maybe
on.
Maybe he meant Walmart as in, like, someone who has to shop discount, like people who are middle class. Because at first I was like, why Walmart specifically? But I think he meant this isn't going to affect the people who shop at Whole Foods as much as the people who shop at Walmart.
I think you're correct, and that's what he means, but it would have been really nice of CNBC to bother to point that out instead of just leaving that statement standing there by itself as though it made complete sense.
Yeah, but see, Walmart's coming out with their own crypto coin. And
hopefully.
And when it comes to Whole Foods, you can, you know, bit repay a gift card and go to Whole Foods. So you can already purchase.
Well,
I don't know. That was
Walmart,
I don't know if this is a
well.
Factor in it.
You can go to, like, get, gift cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah, right. Both of them, yeah.
And essentially they're the same thing.
Yeah, they are.
Overall, IRS audits have plunged by 44% between fiscal years 2015 and 2019, according to a 2021 report, while audits dropped by 75%. For Americans making $1 million or more, the percentage fell by only 33% for low to moderate income people who claim the earned income tax credit. Good God, can they hire someone who knows how to edit sentences so people who made more than $1 million received fewer audits, or they received a greater reduction in the number of audits than people who were low and moderate income? So if you're low income or moderate income, the chance of you being audited went down by about 33%. But if you're a millionaire, it went down by about 75%. So keep that in mind when they say these 80,000 new agents aren't going to be auditing low and middle income tax people.
My same sister I was telling you about, she was just an Uber Eats driver and maybe worked a couple waitressing jobs in 2019, and she got audited. Like, she was pretty poor.
I guess I want to make a point on that is that millionaires, that's sort of what they're categorizing, they seem to already be very complacent on, like, a daily basis, whereas, like, the little guy can't accomplish that, so they have to, you know, come after him probably more often to check on their balance. I'm just trying to be able to...
Well,
understanding to this, like,
I mean, I'm from, you know, the South, where there's a lot of low, and I mean, mostly low income people, and all of the ones that I know, they just filed their taxes at, you know, the H&R Block
right.
or online or something,
right.
and that was it. They They may have claimed the earned income tax credit, but that was the extent of it. They didn't know anything beyond, hey, I need to claim some kids so I get more money, quote, back, which I hate about the entire IRS scheme.
Yeah, that's just developing subservient class, like, as in people that are very, you know,
it is,
submissive,
so,
and obeying to what the government does. So, oh, we're going to incentivize that.
And I think the more poor people, I mean, the poorer people, they have less complicated taxes anyway. Like, rich people have all kinds of different income streams and fill out different forms. A poor person just works for Walmart, nothing else. They don't have time for anything else.
And they get a 1040 EZ. It's so simple, it's got an EZ in it. Whereas, you're absolutely right, the millionaires are filling out, like, multiple 1099s and, you know, dividend reports and all sorts of other nonsense that I can't even begin to understand. And they're not the ones being audited. It's these people who, you know, just work at, you know, KFC for the whole year, and they claim to have four kids, so they, quote, get back $30,000.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some of these people get back, you know, 10, 15, 20.
Sure.
And see, there I am, slipping into their terminology. They're not getting back this money. They're just getting it.
Yeah.
Right? They always say, well, I'm getting back $15,000, but it's not back because you didn't pay $15,000.
Right.
Why do they do that then? How is IRS, like,
they subsidize people for having children and not being able to, not being wealthy enough to take care of those children.
Hmm.
I think the since COVID-19, the IRS has split that money up into monthly payments or something like that.
You essentially become a lifer at this, too, because when you fall into these categories, then it's like one-third. One-third of your income has to go toward rent because your rent's subsidized. And so they play a game where you're actually just really trapped. You can never get out of it.
And one thing that I always think about that hasn't come to fruition yet from, like, maybe not 1984, but definitely The Giver and Brave New World, is the people who get assigned to having babies and their job is just having babies. Those people basically exist now.
Right, and I think the obedient ones, the ones that are being told by the state to keep breeding, we'll give you money, the obedient class, I think it's really ingraining in the DNA, the social culture, and you're going to have a completely obedient servant class coming out of all this.
That obedience is necessarily going to be a genetic characteristic, though. I mean, I don't know if it is or not.
But look at this, is what I think about.
I guess it is when it comes to dogs.
Yeah,
so
they have a shop of disobedience, right?
Well, like, what about Europe? Don't you think they're way more obedient? And all the disobedient ones,
in
the 1700s.
I've always heard that, but, I mean, I'm an American, so I have a pretty low opinion about Europeans in the first place. Let's just be honest. Everyone in this room does, because we left, as you were about to point out, you know, we left Europe. We're like, this place is a hellhole. We're going over here. We're going to create the greatest nation on earth. So all of us, we sort of just innately look down on Europe. I know what I've heard about people in Europe, but at the same time, they have a remarkable amount of disdain for Americans.
Yeah, because they're like, they don't listen to the laws and just do what they're told. I definitely have Germans look at us.
Well, I don't...
Can't speak about every single one, obviously, but stereotypically.
What are your thoughts? Maybe you have a clearer idea than I do about, you know, how this whole... Are Europeans more obedient than Americans? 603-283-6160. There is more coming up. That's 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is refusing to answer deposition questions as part of a civil investigation into his business in New York. The former president, using his constitutional right to plead the fifth in a probe carried out by the New York Attorney General, who's looking into whether the Trump Organization improperly reported real estate assets. According to the latest CPI, inflation is taking a breather in July.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease was announced Wednesday morning by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House is in session on Wednesday, and President Biden and the First Lady are in South Carolina for vacation. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is signing into law the PACT Act for veterans who suffered toxic exposure to burn pits.
The PACT Act is the least we can do for the countless men and women who suffered toxic exposure while serving their country.
The bill expands access to health care and disability benefits for service members, and President Biden adds was long overdue. A member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was charged for attempting to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Matt Olson, Assistant AG for the Justice Department's National Security Division, says that the United States will work to disrupt every effort made by Iran to seek revenge within the United States.
This was not an idle threat. And this is not the first time we've uncovered brazen acts by Iran to exact revenge against individuals on U.S. soil. We will work tirelessly to continue to expose and disrupt every one of these efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie. And Joa.
And I'm going to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you're new to the subject, because I understand it, well, I at least saw an article on Google News today that suggested that Bitcoin is reversing its trajectory, that cryptocurrency in general are reversing their trajectory and they're on their way back up. If you have no idea what any of that means, head on over to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page, and take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology. You don't need to know about zero-knowledge proofs or any of that sort of thing to know how to use cryptocurrency. The most important, I mean, you don't need to know any of that in order to use your credit card or any of these other payment technologies or how Venmo works or any of that. You just have to understand how it's different from modern money and how to keep your money from historical money and how to keep your money safe. And Bitcoin.com can teach you all of that. And if you already know all of that, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the line. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, it was kind of funny you guys just brought up Europe a minute ago. I just heard a little ditty today on the radio. Domino was evidently went over to Italy in 2015 and started opening up chains.
Oh, wow.
Well, They just
bailed. Doesn't one of them accept Bitcoin? Or there's a Domino's in Europe that has something to do with Bitcoin.
They just bailed on the whole franchise. Evidently, the Italians' opinion of Domino's is sucky much.
I can't imagine that they would like Domino's. I don't think Domino's is the worst, big name pizza. It's not the worst. I like Pizza Hut the most, but it's definitely not like I wouldn't go to Italy and be like, oh, let's go to Domino's.
It's not. In the face of the Italians. I mean, that's the home of pasta.
Well, I mean, there's two types of pizza, right? There's cheap, inexpensive pizza, and there's good gourmet pizza. Right. And there's really no in-between.
Yeah, there is. There's a pizza that when you're drunk late night, you order, and that's Domino's.
That's the low-end pizza.
Cheap, greasy.
Well, it's expensive. I mean, I thought
you get a large pizza from Domino's for like $7.
Oh, really? Never mind.
You're talking frozen. Go get a tombstone. Nobody can live on a tombstone.
I was sort of correct. The largest Domino's pizza franchisee in the Netherlands has offered to pay its employees in Bitcoin. But I didn't find anything about Domino's itself. Although I'm pretty sure I remember seeing the headlines, or there was a giveaway or something where someone would win $10,000 and they could get it in Bitcoin or in cash, and it was somewhere in Europe. I don't remember the specifics, but Domino's wasn't why you called it a night, was it? Because I can't imagine the Italians being too fond of Domino's either. That's like, I don't know what that's like.
Like Panda. What's the Panda restaurant called? I can't remember.
Panda Express
is not here. Like opening up in China, they probably wouldn't like that.
Or like an Americanized Chinese restaurant opening in China.
Yeah, Panda Express is one.
So anyway, yesterday when they were, or the day before, I guess, when they were doing the search at Mar-a-Lago, there was one of Trump's lawyers on staff there, and they made her go all the way down to the end of the driveway for hours and hours and hours. And the whole time this thing was going on, they were insisting that the internal security apparatus be shut off, you know, to take the cameras and whatnot. And when they found out that hadn't happened while they were doing their search, now they're going bug nutty just trying to get a hold of those tapes.
Well, were they like secret cameras? Because otherwise I would assume they would smash them with a sledgehammer like at our house, right?
Well, this was a presidential estate. They had to be a little more lace glovey, shall we say.
Yeah. Another question I have is, did they handcuff the lawyer woman for multiple hours
and not let her pick up her dog and make her
put on glass shoes? Well, you said she was in the house, right?
She was on site when they showed up.
Yeah, then they should have handcuffed her for 2.5 hours or however long, separated her from her dogs, made her wear glass-covered shoes.
She was barefoot in the road. Yep, I saw her in the road on a live stream.
Well, yeah, but I could have been barefoot.
Yeah,
I could have been.
Yeah, hot pavement.
I could have been barefoot. Be better than
the grass, dude.
Than forcing me to put on, you know, glass cover shoes. They forced me to put them on. I didn't just go, oh, wait, these have glass in them. I told them, I'm not putting them on. They have glass in them. And they screamed at me, put on the shoes. It was like, you know.
See, I told them they were going to have to. I don't think I used the words, you're going to have to shoot me. But I did say something to that effect, and I refused to comply with some of their more idiotic commands. And I made that known. And the only alternative I gave them was to meet me in the middle or to shoot me. I would not have put on glass-filled shoes. They would have had to shoot me on the spot.
The only reason that I didn't go outside naked was because Ian was like, had his wits about him. I felt like, first of all, I would have to put on my glasses when I wake up. I had barely any vision. I didn't realize that. Anyways, the main point I was trying to say was they handcuffed me for all that time, and I kept asking them, am I on the warrant? Am I being detained? And they said, we're restraining you to make sure that there's nothing in the house that's going to hurt us. Why didn't the FBI have to do that to this lady that was in there? She could have been setting off a bomb from her car or whatever. The booby trap, the big booby trap everybody keeps in their house.
I mean, these are all really good questions. Obviously, we know the answers. They're not going to treat Donald Trump the same way that they treated us. And they're if my attorney had happened to be at my house on the day of the raid, they would not have treated my attorney the same way they treated me and the same way they treated you and Ian. Just because they exist as attorneys, for better or worse, are part of the state. So this is one of their friends. It's one of their allies. It's someone they probably play golf with occasionally.
I want to make a comparison to the Trump situation, what happened here with you guys, is that with Trump, they actually had targeted information that they had to go on. So, you know, allegedly, that's what they were saying. They didn't really have anything on you guys. I mean, I'm yet to see a victim or any sort of...
there's no victim in what Trump did. Oh, no, he took some documents while he was president. There's
right,
no
but like,
victim
and
there.
They don't even know that yet. All they know is that he took out boxes. If they knew it was in it, then they could have gotten it at any time, I'm pretty sure, if it was something bad.
Yeah, I tend to think, I mean, they don't have any more reason to be going after Trump than they did going to go after us, as far as I can tell.
Well, what I'm saying is there's no evidence against you guys where there was some sort of trace of evidence that they had some sort of reason to go into their place, into Trump's place.
What are you basing that on?
Well, like, he was even saying that there were documents and that's what they were trying to recover. I'm not saying they should have done a raid. I think he was working with them and was willing to give it up to them, so it's not like they weren't going to get it.
Well, I'm not sure he had anything that he wasn't supposed to have, right? And just because the FBI, you know, searched his property and got a warrant doesn't mean that he's guilty of doing anything either.
Yeah.
I'm going to extend to Donald Trump the same benefit that I think we should always extend to people when the FBI attacks them, which is that in all likelihood, he's probably innocent. And even if he did, quote, break the law, according to whatever their law is, there's probably no actual victim, and it's probably just targeted gang violence against him.
Maybe Trump will be on our side next because, you know, back the blue until it happens to you.
That is what they say, but I do also, thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. I do have a update about the Mar-a-Lago thing. Evidently, they searched Melania's wardrobe. Spend hours in Trump's private office. There's not a whole lot
to get
into. Yeah. Cringy, right? FBI agents scoured Melania's wardrobe and spent several hours combing through Donald Trump's private office, breaking open his safe, and rifling through drawers when they raided. Again, they keep using that word. It's interesting to me that the media is using the word raid when the only other context I'm aware of where they use the word raid is in January the 6th. But they tend to call that a riot more often than not, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siege.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a siege. Insurrection.
Yeah.
The New York Post has learned that the search warrant used by the FBI to enter the Palm Beach property focused solely on presidential records and evidence of classified information being stored there. And this, to me, raises some interesting questions because I can't imagine any of the FBI agents have the security clearance necessary to read any of these classified documents, and therefore they can't identify any of them as being classified, right? How does this work?
I don't know. I don't know how government works in general. Oh, I know. They have families to feed.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
With Aria, Bonnie, and Joa, and we do have our own social media server. You can find it over at social.freetalklive.com. There's no cost to sign up. All it takes, I think, is an email address, and then there's a brief wait because in order to keep out bots, we do have to approve each person who signs up. And, you know, just put something there to make it clear that you're not a bot, and we'll let you in because we're just trying to minimize spam. We're not trying to inhibit anyone's free speech. If you're sick of being censored on big tech platforms, check out our own social media server. That's social.freetalklive.com. It's really simple to set up. It uses this federated Mastodon system that's pretty cool. It's the same underpinning that Donald Trump's social media network uses, except obviously he modified his substantially. We didn't do that. Ours is closer to being Mastodon right out of the box. So social.freetalklive.com if you want to check it out. You can interact with some of the hosts there. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Sam on the line from Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it just seems weird to me that the states, even where medical marijuana is legal, they want to limit what conditions you can use it under. Like, this medical condition you can use it for, and this one you can't. Like, is that just a control thing?
They know what's better for you than you do.
The fact that it was ever Schedule 1 by the federal government, I mean, it's all just every law that makes it to where you can or can't use a plant to change your own consciousness that you own and no one else owns is clearly just a control thing.
If you were to look at New Hampshire legislators this year about like them arguing over them legalizing or whatever, whatnot, it is seriously, it's just some crazy people that don't understand what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, what's the word to put it? It's sensationalized that it's a bad thing, and it really isn't. They can't actually argue why. They're like, oh, but all the mental health and stuff. Well, it's not, that's not the problem with weed. It's not mental health.
The worst.
Well, mental health is the reason why people should be allowed to take it.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I strenuously disagree that marijuana is doing anything to help anyone's mental health.
I disagree.
I disagree because there are people that I think shouldn't use it. This is going to be the third time I bring up my sister, but she is crazy, and I think that marijuana, like, makes her crazier, but I know so many people that, like, had such bad anxiety that it was ridiculous, and it just affected them in a way that got rid of their anxiety. Me, that would never happen. Marijuana just makes me more anxious.
That's what it does for me as well, and I find it extremely hard to believe that it helps anyone with anxiety. I'm not saying it doesn't, but my experience is the diametric opposite.
I've tried the right strain.
There are people out there
I feel like Sam was about to say same thing.
Sam, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, maybe it's just the way that your body reacts to it, because I've heard debate about that, like, different people of different genetic ancestries maybe metabolize cannabinoids differently from one person to the other.
I mean, it wasn't even that, right? Like, from age, 15 to my mid-20s, I smoked pot almost every single day, and it was never an issue, right? And then suddenly, like, someone flipped a light switch.
Yeah.
It was an issue.
That's happened to me, but I know so many people that have already passed the age where marijuana started making me crazy anxious, and they just smoke it and they relax. That's never going to happen to me. Whenever somebody says, like, you need to relax, smoke some weed, I just, like, laugh, because that would do the opposite of relax me. But
well,
then there are also
guess
people
what?
Who...
It made you laugh and you relaxed.
No, it doesn't. But there are people that think that kratom does nothing to them, and kratom is absolutely my, you know, number one favorite drug. It helps me with a ton of different things, but some people are like, it does nothing to me. So I think it affects people differently.
I don't know why somebody would say that it doesn't do anything.
Kratom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
it doesn't do anything for some people, right? I mean, there's
it affects them differently.
Yeah, there's some people who get absolutely nothing, not even pain relief from opiates. There's other people. I've never heard of anyone not getting anything from cocaine, but there's other people who don't really feel anything from taking shrooms and stuff like that. I mean, it's definitely going to vary from person to person with their own internal chemistry, their own mindset, whatever this earth is going on in someone's brains.
And even maybe their diet. Like, there's, I know that I haven't burned this year at all in the sun because, I mean, I believe that it's because I cut out seed oils. And
really?
Usually I burn every single year. This year I haven't burned one time. It's been incredibly hard for me to get the little bit of a tan that I have, but I also didn't burn.
But on the subject of medical marijuana, I would prefer that doctors be the ones who determine whether or not this medication is best used to treat this condition or not, right? Government bureaucracies are not qualified to make those sorts of determinations. Okay, well, pot's a good treatment for this condition, but it's not a good treatment for that condition. No. That's a question for a doctor to determine. The doctor can determine whether or not it's good for me, and I can then decide whether or not to take that advice.
Okay, that's what I mean.
A doctor writing me a prescription isn't going to force feed me pills.
Yeah, but doctors prescribe alcohol. Okay, it sounds weird, but they do. And that,
really?
I think that's the worst drug out there.
Even like Percocet's really, really bad for you. Even Tylenol's really, really bad for you.
I mean, it depends on how you're characterizing worse. As far as like societal harm, and I think harm to the individual, alcohol is consistently ranked the most dangerous drug out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Whereas something like shrooms is consistently the least dangerous.
Right.
Alcohol.
That was what David Nutt had ranked it. Like, if I remember Ian reading it correctly.
Yep. Yeah. Dr. David Nutt, yep.
The former drug warrior, if I remember right, in the United Kingdom, who did a study to some extent. He ranked all of the drugs and, you know, collected a bunch of data about how harmful they were, and alcohol was just consistently the most harmful.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a really big fan of alcohol, but I've noticed that for whatever reason, alcohol doesn't trigger those anxiety effects in the same way that marijuana and even psilocybin cubensis and LSD and even MDMA can trigger in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is about the physiological effects of alcohol, but it's distinctly different from the effects of other drugs.
Well, alcohol, they call it spirits because it displaces your own. Whereas I think like drugs like psilocybin, they are enhancing your spirit and you're trying to figure something out. Whereas alcohol ignores your own spirit. You become something else. You become not who you are. Whereas I think other drugs, hallucinogenics, they explore who you are.
I don't
are.
Think that's any more true. I think that's just a matter of perspective, right? I think someone could just as easily make the argument that alcohol brings out the true self and that psilocybin cubensis, you know, represses the true self.
I don't know. There are people...
I wouldn't make that.
I don't know. I've done things on alcohol that I'll never do sober.
That's what I am.
I've done things on LSD that I would never do sober. That doesn't mean that was my true
personality. I would put LSD in the category of alcohol when it comes to displacing spirit.
Well, then I've done things on shrooms that I've certainly done things on MDMA that I wouldn't do while sober. That doesn't mean that was my true self. It just means I was high.
I'm confused how MDMA gave you anxiety because I remember I've only done it once, but when I took it, I felt it coming on. I kind of like realized my vision changed, like got a little worse, and I was like, oh crap, this could be really bad. What if it's really bad? And then once I started to feel it, there wasn't even a chance that anxiety could have got into my brain. It was all good from
It was the craziest there. Thing, man. And, you know, again, MDMA was one of these things that I've been using for years and never, not,
maybe you
not
got
consistently
like,
for years or anything like that. I mean, you know, I've been using it off and on and never had any issues. It was just normal, okay, everything's great and I'm in love with the universe and everyone who's in existence sort of thing. And then suddenly, no.
Maybe you had, like, it cut with something like cocaine or something like that.
No, it was pure MDMA.
Oh.
So, I don't know what caused it to happen. You know, it's... If I had more time to really worry about it or to look into it, I probably would. But I was just like, okay, well, that was an experience that was unpleasant. I mean, people have bad trips, right?
I've had up and downs of all kinds of things and, you know.
On MDMA?
I don't know the question.
Because I've only done it once. I've had
90% positive experiences with MDMA. And I don't know what percentage were actually negative experiences, but probably just the one or two. But
I felt the second... It stopped working, or, you know, it ended, and from then until, like, 2 days later, I was in a horrible mood.
Really?
So,
oh,
there was that.
Yeah. The come down from MDMA, that's ecstasy for those who don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a brutal come down, man.
I just went to my boyfriend's house and, like, cried on his lap.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're coming down from some of the happiest you've ever been and some of the warmest and kindest you've ever been, so suddenly everything is, like, not that anymore. It sucks.
Your brain's rebuilding that serotonin levels, and you just...
And I didn't know the orange
that's
juice
never fun.
Stuff or anything.
Oh, I found out the hard way on that one.
I've always heard that, you know, I've always drank my orange juice while on MDMA and all of that, but I'm not convinced it really does anything to help. I don't know. I've never really looked into it. I just know that's the thing you're supposed to do. And obviously, drink lots of water.
That's probably a good idea.
And I should have chewed on something because my jaw hurt for, like, days.
A lot of people chew on ice, for the jaw chattering and all that stuff. 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk more about the Mar-a-Lago raid and Republicans suddenly being interested in defunding the police. There is more coming up. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Board.
right.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.